This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And you turn up the slider. Always works out so much better. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. You can find us up at Facebook. You can find us all over the place, actually. And I am and do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're going to connect maybe in a few minutes, maybe after the first break. I don't know. But David Horowitz is going to join us in a little bit. He's written a book called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy the Christian America. I want you to think about that. I've been talking about this for a long time. And, you know, David sees it from the outside. David called himself a red diaper baby. I've never forgotten that. He said that on my show once, and I was laughing so hard, I almost couldn't go through with the interview. Because I'd never heard that term before. It was really cool. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. And you can grab the book at Amazon. Now, it's almost perfect, and I'll probably hit more of this in the second hour. But it's almost perfect to have a David on tonight. So I was perusing, you know, because I like to do, I was doing nothing important, as usual. And I happen to be on some socialist sites, because, you know, that's what I like to do in my free time. And I found, I came across the Democratic Socialists of America. Great site to have some light reading on. So let me read you some of the things that they believe in. Because I figured I'd take the night off with you throwing up in your soup bowl or something. Democratic socialists believe that both the economy and society should be run democratically to meet public needs, not to make profits for a few. That's worked out so well, hasn't it? In other countries. To achieve a more just society, many structures of our government and economy must be radically transformed through greater economic and social democracy so that the ordinary American can participate in many decisions that affect our lives. Now, I don't know. I don't have the, you know, 12 college degrees on the wall behind me, but I think we do and are involved in everyday decisions. If you would get off your butt and actually vote, you could, and we saw it happen in the last election. The Democrats that were unhappy, they got out, they got off their butts, they voted in the people they wanted. Sounds like a democracy, you know, a democratic process to me. But they don't want a democratic process. They want socialism. Flat out, full-blown socialism. Although they can't tell you where it's worked, anywhere. Anyway, they go on to say democracy and socialism go hand in hand all over the world. Wherever the idea of democracy has taken root, the vision of socialism has taken root as well. Everywhere but in the United States. Because of this, many false ideas of socialism have developed in the U.S. doesn't socialism mean that government will own or run everything? Democratic socialists do not want to create an all-powerful government bureaucracy. We do not want big corporate bureaucracies to control our society either. Rather, we believe that a social and economic decision should be made by those whom they most affect. So in other words, we don't want the successful guy, the guy that may have gone to college, the guy that may have, you know, may be able to make this company successful and make money for the company. No. We want to do a village approach to everything. And even that, if you look at real socialism and where it's been implemented, it doesn't happen. Well, the people vote on it, and then the guy smoking a cigar, sucking back a whiskey or something, or some vodka, he's the one who finally decides what's going to happen. Think about it. Today's corporate executives are only answering to themselves, and if you know why? Because you vote in people that are in their pockets. If you wouldn't do that, this is why you hate. This is why they hate Trump, and you do too. I mean, really, at the root level, you socialists, you should love Trump. Because he's not one of them. He wants to give power back to the people. That's exactly what you want, right? Yeah, well, that's what you think. You think that's what it is, but hasn't socialism been discredited by the collapse of communism in USSR and Eastern Europe? Socialists have been among the hardest critics of authoritarian communist states. Just because their bureaucratic elites called them socialists, it didn't make it that way. Well, that's cool. So even though you're a dictator and you're laying out socialist principles, you've laid down a socialist government, doesn't mean you are. I mean, wouldn't you love to live in this open world of whatever goes, whatever happens, you call it what you want? Everybody should jump on board, even if it isn't the right thing. Have I thoroughly confused you? Because this article confused me. They tell you what it is, which is basically the government should be involved in taking over pretty much everything and giving the power to the people, as long as the government's involved in laying it out. And yet they're not into government taking over. Come on. This is where you guys have to call them out. This is where you guys have to be in their face on a regular basis. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Maybe more of this, but I definitely we're going to be talking about socialism and communism with David Horowitz. After the break, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. I got to tell you guys something. It's not a time warp. This is a warp through the Twilight Zone and Outer Limits at the same time, using the exact same ticket to get there. We're seeing some real crazy stuff going on. Look, I am pleased and happy that David Horowitz is joining us tonight. He's a noted conservative commentator, New York Times best-selling author of The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Serve America, and his latest book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. David, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know,
I may want to make clear at the outset
This is not a parochial issue. I'm a Jew. I'm an agnostic. I was brought up by radicals. So I'm a real outsider looking at this. And I think it gives me a certain objectivity in my outlook. But I used to think of this as a parochial battle. It's, you know, the persecution of one American community, Christians, by these... I hate it when people call them liberals. They're vindictive bigots is what they are. And the worst of them now are in the LGBTQ community, which is on the warpath against Christians. We can get that. But it's not about Christians. It's about America. 98% of the people who settled this country and created this country and its freedoms were Protestants. America could only have been created by Protestants, by the way. Couldn't happen with Catholics. None, you know, no slight on Catholics. Or certainly not Muslims. They're very anti-American in their values. And there were too few Jews if the Jews had it in them to do it. But it's the individualism of Protestants. Before the Reformation, you could only get to heaven by going through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. That was the established, the true church. And what the reformers realized was that a church is a human institution. My friend Christopher Hitchens, I write about the new atheists in this book, Dark Agenda, that Christopher was the most entertaining of them, but he got it just like everybody on the left, all these progressive so-called, they're really very reactionary. They get it upside down. His book was called God Is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. It's actually people who poison religion. It's a human institution. And that was true of the Catholic Church. And what the Reformation did, it came up with this revolutionary idea. They called it the priesthood of all believers. So every believer confronts their maker one-on-one. You know, without a priesthood, without a church, and of course without a state, it's very important that the government is also a corrupt institution, as we've learned over the last 2 years, and we didn't know it before. Think of that for a moment. If there's a priesthood of all believers, everybody is equal in the eyes of the Lord, and therefore it needs to be treated equally by government. That's how we get the, you know, our fundamental values, equality, inclusion, pluralism, even diversity. We're all equal in the eyes of God. And that's why the United States liberated the slaves. You know, we have so many America haters in this country now. They all seem to be in the Democratic Party. That they think that slavery is something to be ashamed of. Slavery existed for 3,000 years before, in all countries. And for 1,000 years in Africa before a white person ever set foot there. Americans and Europeans didn't go over to Africa and throw nets over black Africans and enslave them. They went to slave auctions where black slave owners sold their brethren to the Europeans. And But America was created with this remarkable document, the Declaration of Independence, that said all men are created equal and are endowed with inalienable rights to liberty. And within 15 years, the North was, all the slaves in the North were freed virtually. And then in one generation, at the cost of 350,000, mainly white lives, slavery was abolished and blacks were freed. Americans can be very proud of their history with slavery when, you know, given the world. There's still slavery in Africa, for crying out.
You know, David, You went over this pretty fast, though, but this is important. The killing our founding fathers, they've been trying for decades to do so. First it was taking a swipe at them, saying, look, they really weren't religious men. They were mostly agnostic. They were deists. They were running away from religious persecution, which was not true. When they couldn't win that argument, now they're pumping them up as, well, you know, our founding fathers were slave owners, and they were white supremacists, and the Constitution. Just not they. If they can kill the foundation, they can really wreak havoc on this country.
So what we have here, you know, my book documents this war. It began in 1962 when they drove prayer out of the schools. They were innocuous prayers. But the effect was the way it was interpreted by these left-wing judges was that you couldn't mention religion. So our school children can't be told that the pilgrims were Christians. They can't be told that they gave thanks to God the first Thanksgiving. You can say that Hopi Indians pray to Mother Earth, but you can't say that Christians pray to Jesus. And what they've done is they've robbed Americans of their understanding of where their freedoms come from. And you think, Elizabeth Warren is a professor, isn't she? She's an idiot. She wants one person, one vote. She thinks that's American democracy. No one, you know, she wants to abolish the Electoral College. They want to abolish the Senate, too, the Democrats. But the founders were Christians, and therefore they distrusted the popular vote. They gave people, the people became sovereign, but they put all kinds of checks and balances to frustrate them in their way.
Yep.
And they created a Senate, which wasn't even elected. Now, it's still very undemocratic because a really bad state like California has 37 million people, but only two senators. And a decent state like Wyoming has only 500,000 people for two senators. And you can see right there the wisdom of it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, David, hold that wisdom. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, back with David Horowitz in just a few minutes. We're talking about his new book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. Don't go far. Come on back. All right, we've got about 3.5 minutes if you need to get a drink or do something.
Okay, I'll take a
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee votes on Wednesday on whether to subpoena the full findings of the Russia probe. California Congressman Adam Schiff says House lawmakers are united about releasing the report in its entirety.
We voted 420-0. There's little, as you can tell, that we agree upon in Congress about the Russia investigation, but we do agree on this. After 2 years of investigation by Bob Mueller and his team, the public has a right to see what he came up with. The president shouldn't try to hide it. Bill Barr shouldn't try to hide it. That needs to come out. And we're going to have to use whatever compulsion is necessary to make sure that happens.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has some advice for former Vice President Joe Biden when he approaches women. Keep your distance.
Just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold.
She tells Politico the two touching complaints against him don't disqualify him from running for president. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really mean it. You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to what's going on around you. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, I want your email address. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't make you crazy because I hate getting them myself. So why would I do it to you? One email a week. I'll let you know who's going to be in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. I don't want to waste any of his time. I always enjoy when I have him on the show. I don't have him on enough. David, before I introduce him, I got to tell you, I've had him on the show a dozen times. And here's what I love about the guy. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't play games. You know, and if we had more people like him out there on our side, and when I say our side, on the side of right, on the American side, you'd have a whole different... We'd have a whole different atmosphere. David Horowitz joins me in his new book, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. David, always a pleasure when you're on with me.
Well, thank you.
So,
yeah, we need Republicans to be less polite.
They need to go.
Absolutely.
They need to go to boxing school. I think you take the Democrats oath. They have to go to boxing school first. You know?
Yeah. The Democrats control every inner city of any size in America, every killing field. And there's a school system that year in and year out, predictably, 40% of the kids drop out and remain illiterate, and 40% of those who graduate are functionally illiterate. And Democrats have controlled these, with Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, for 50 to 100 years, they've had 100% control. And when do you ever hear a Republican call them racist? It's a racist party. They judge you on your skin color. They judge you on your gender and on your sexual orientation. And if you're male and white, you're guilty before the facts are in. And if you're female and black, you're innocent, even if the facts show that you're incredibly corrupt and criminal, like the prosecutor in Chicago, like the prosecutor in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's just going on and on. There's no more corrupt group in Congress, and I say this, I am somebody who's been marching for civil rights for black people since 1948, believe it or not, when I was 9 years old. There's no more corrupt, racist group in Congress than the Black Caucus. Not to mention it's filled with idiots like that guy Johnson who thought that if we put 25,000 Marines on Guam, it might capsize the island. Did that in testimony in front of the general.
I got a good one for you. What about getting him, Sheila Jackson Lee, AOC, and a few others, and put them at the head of the Intelligence Committee? Wouldn't that be like a real oxymoron in action?
Well, they're already there. They're all rolled up into the head of Adam Schiff.
Oh, that's right. I mean, he's another piece of work. You talked about corruption. You talk about corruption in action. They are so full of themselves. They do it right in front of you. Schiff has been saying for years, he's seen the evidence. He's seen the direct connect between Trump and the Russians. You know, wouldn't he be committing treason if he doesn't bring it forward? If he's got it, lay it on the table. Hang this guy out to dry.
And Swalwell's defending his statement that Trump's a Russian agent. These are traitors. We have a commander-in-chief. All of our security is dependent on this guy. And they're calling him an agent. A Russian agent, for crying out to you, when he's done all these things to antagonize the Russians anyway. I mean, it's hard to watch.
It kind of reminds me of when Reagan was president, and he screamed for Gorbachev to tear down the wall, and they went nuts, remember? This is cowboy politics, he's going to get us into World War III.
And he was right.
And he was right on.
They're always wrong, but they've got the media.
Maybe it's
filled with traitors.
Now, David, you made a switch at some point in your life. You went from very...
My parents were card-carrying communists.
Okay.
Which means, like Bernie Sanders, they wanted first Stalin and then Brezhnev and Khrushchev. They wanted the Soviet slave empire to win the Cold War. Let me just say, please don't say Bernie. You know, he's an honest guy. He's a complete pathological liar. He claims that Denmark is his model of socialism. That he didn't have his honeymoon. He didn't choose to have his honeymoon in Copenhagen. And his heroes weren't King Frederick II and Anders Rasmussen. That's the prime minister of Denmark. His heroes were Castro and Mao and Ho and Stalin. And he had his honeymoon in Moscow, in the Kremlin, at the heyday of the Cold War. Bernie Sanders is a lifelong communist.
Yep.
And don't call the Green New Deal socialist either. Let me just take one part of it. They want to get rid of gas-consuming automobiles. How many gas-consuming automobiles do you think there are in this country? 250 million? They're going to get with 150 million owners or more, and they're going to get those people. You're going to take a financial bath. They're going to take away a car that you probably love. Americans have to love a family of cars. You already made a decision not to get a Prius, and a Prius will be illegal anyway. How can you do that without instituting a police state? And trust me, they'll do it at the drop of a hat. I mean, people don't notice, but Cortez, what does she say? How are you going to pay for the $93 trillion thing? Oh, we're going to mobilize. We're going to print money. We're going to get the Treasury to print money and ruin the currency. And we're going to mobilize like it was World War II. So she wants a military police state. That's her model. That's called communism. It's totalitarianism. And their whole drive. Let me just connect this, since this book is about the war on Christian America, to connect these two things once again. We have these cases now of Chick-fil-A being thrown out of two airports, one in that idiot Castro's El Paso City, right, and the other in Buffalo. What is the sin of Chick-fil-A? It gives money to an organization that promotes ideas it likes. How That's how fundamental Americanism. They want to shut down everybody who disagrees with them. You can see it in the universities. Yale just removed all financial support from any, this is in the law school, no less, from any law school student who supports the Alliance to Defend Freedom, which is a Christian group that defends religious freedom.
Oh my God.
There's no more important freedom in America than freedom of conscience and the freedom to express what you believe. That's the basis of all, you know, all our freedoms. Aristotle said that courage was the most important virtue. Because if you don't have courage, you can't defend any of your virtues. And the same thing is true. If you can't defend free speech, you can't defend any of your freedoms. And the Democrats are at war with free speech. I don't know if I said this on the air, but Christiane Amanpour was on TV with Comey and asked Comey, when you were the head of the FBI at Trump rallies, they were chanting, lock her up, why didn't you go in and arrest everybody who was saying, lock her up? That's the end of America. These people are totalitarian. They're Nazis, for crying out to you.
Have I made myself clear?
I mean, I know this bones because I was part of this movement.
Let me ask you what you think about this, okay? Because I don't want the time to get away from us here, and I know you've got a thought on this. You know, during the Jim Crow days, you couldn't teach black people how to read. You couldn't educate them because they were afraid if they got educated, they could figure out how to get out of the situation they're in. Over the last 3, 4, 5 decades, what have we done in education? We have dumbed down education. So these young people coming out of our education systems, they know nothing about a
country. There is no education.
Nothing.
It's all indoctrination. We're going to teach 5-year-olds about gender fluidity. These people are monsters. You know, if you want to see how bad a progressive is, just think of these laws they just passed in New York that legalizes killing a child who's already been born. How inhuman is that? Where will these people stop? It's nowhere because they think they're creating heaven on earth.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. David Horowitz with me. Don't go far because you're going to miss a whole bunch in the last segment. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And just give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't beat you up. I hate people sending out emails every day. Don't need them. I know you're there. But I just want to give a little ticker, let you know what's coming up during the week. And so give me your email address and you won't miss anything. Let me just get it back on. I so much enjoy when he's on with me. David Horowitz joins me. He's written a new book called Dark Agenda, The Way to Destroy Christian America. But I got to tell you what, you know, if you've been listening, you may have to go back and get the show later on the podcast. It's not just about that. It's about so much more. It's about what the left has in mind, truly has in mind for you. And it ain't good. Right, David?
Yeah, look, this is a little theological, but the left, progressives, they're really reactionaries in the purest sense. They're all followers of a 4th century Catholic monk named Pelagius, and they partake in the Pelagian heresy. And this is what divides left from right, if you were ever wondering. Pelagius believed that sin was against human nature, that if we were true to our human nature, we would be good Christians, and therefore we could create social justice on earth, or, as he would have put it, heaven on earth. St. Augustine was his nemesis. St. Augustine said we all partake in original sin. We're all sinners. It's part of the Protestant Reformation, salvation by faith. Why? Because we are so, have such a potential for corruption and evil in us as individuals that we don't deserve to get into heaven. You can only get into heaven by a divine grace. This is the whole, this is why we have a system of checks and balances in America. Because the founders distrusted the people, quite rightly. Because they go off on these tears and these fads and then run off the fumes of their ignorance and will do terrible things. That's why they distrusted government. We've had a, maybe it's, for me, it's been a shock to see just the extent of the corruption. We've had the first attempted coup d'etat in American history, led by the intelligence agencies, by Brennan and Clapper and Comey and McCabe and Stroh. They tried to, first, they used the intelligence to spy on the Trump campaign totally illegally, the opposition party. And then they spent 2 years now sabotaging his presidency, which hurts all of us because he's the commander-in-chief. You can't destroy a president's credibility without hurting the country. But they don't think, you know, twice about doing it. So what conservatives understand and Christians understand, and Jews, of course, anybody who's read and understood Genesis, is that we're the problem. Society isn't the problem. We create, society is just a reflection of who we are. It has all the faults of the individuals. And the most dangerous people are the ones preaching reform, the ones that want to change the world. This is Cortez. I mean, she's a monument to stupidity and ignorance, and she has no compunction. I mean, you know, as I said, her model is a military mobilization where you bankrupt the currency and you force people to give up their cars. And it's really interesting. I mean, I don't think this is terrific for the country, but in Colorado now, you know, you have all the sanctuary cities in California.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to confiscate guns here, and the sheriffs won't enforce the laws. I mean, we have sanctuary sheriffs for guns. And the Democrats are so rapidly destroying this country. No borders. Have illegals voting and no ID so people can vote 100 times if they're bussed in by the right Democrats. You just can go on and on about what they're doing to undo this country.
Well,
so everybody out there, wake up.
You talked about it earlier about, you know, racism and they're the racists. And I always got a kick out of something really simple. When they talk about them, you know, you got Nancy Pelosi saying they can't, get IDs, they can't get access to the thing. Well, they're talking about the black community. And if you or I ever referred to the black community as them, as those people, they would crucify us. And yet, we're the ones that are sitting here saying, hey.
They just put them without the IDs, but they seem to have to.
It's just amazing to me. They're not even standards, really. It's true fascism at its finest, is it not?
Yeah, breathtaking liars is what Nancy Pelosi and her crew are.
Oh, yes. But here's what I tell people: they really believe this stuff. They believe what's pouring over their lips, don't they?
A good salesman eventually believes his lies, but But I'm not sure about that.
I say that because of the conviction. I believe that AOC...
I think they're very cynical.
Yeah?
A leftist has to lie because the agendas of the left would be rejected if they were ever... You know, Bernie Sanders embraced his honeymoon in the Kremlin. That wouldn't do him much good. So he lies.
Yeah.
It's second nature to them.
But, David, let me ask you, I mean, here's the Dem Party. They're going down the road of, you know, no borders. They're showing more love for illegals, right? Now they want 16-year-olds to vote. Everything they stand for.
Run by the cartels, trying to, you know, invade our country. And this jerk, Castro, I just saw him say this. We have to answer them with compassion. You know, building a wall is cruel.
Yeah, right. I mean,
you know, it's very hard to be in politics these days. It's so destroyed.
Well, you have to, because you're sitting there. I mean, I see it in my job when people come up and I go, you know, they'll say something and you have to think twice. Did I really just hear what I thought I heard them say? Seriously? No walls will make us safer. No borders will make us safer. You know, a total free-for-all for anybody who wants to come into this country is going to make us safer. Okay, that'll work out well. No problem.
Yeah. We have epidemic diseases now that we didn't have before. We have all this sex trafficking. We've got fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nielsen was just saying they intercepted enough fentanyl to kill every American four times over.
Well, you talking about your...
No, but there's no crisis on the border.
No.
It's all manufactured.
So you have to remember, I started going down this road with you and I forgot, but you have to remember the first Earth Day, right? And all the dire predictions they had on the back in the early 70s. And they have had to revise those predictions.
Everybody's going to be starving. The polar ice caps are going to melt. The seas are going to rise 20 feet. They're all lying. And why are they lying?
But they're still selling them.
Because they get paid to lie.
There's still, David, in the Old Testament of the Bible, when somebody made a prediction that didn't come true, they stoned them. And I'm not talking about with a joint either. Right? And I keep telling people, you know what? They have changed these predictions 6 or 7 or 8 times. Now we got 12 years. Can we just either get this over with or get the lie over with so we can finish up? That's amazing.
My mission is to get conservatives to stop being so polite and tell it like it is and call these people by their right names.
Yep, I agree.
And embarrass them. Don't avoid embarrassing them. I mean, all I help I can get people, this book isn't going to be reviewed anywhere in the so-called mainstream media.
No.
You know, you can go up to Amazon, get a sample and read it. If you like it, buy it. Or tell a friend to buy it.
Yeah, guys.
I need to reach as big an audience as I can.
Well, we're going to put a link on our website, and that'll get you at least 16 more readers, and then we'll go ahead and put it in our email blast that goes out every week.
Your website will get me 1,600 readers. That's what I need.
But, David, I thank you for taking the steps you do, for stepping out like you do, and then there's a lot of crap coming your way, and sticking with it. We need more people like you. We need more people out there speaking the truth.
I'm very, very pleased with young conservatives.
No.
They're feisty. They're willing to fight the Charlie Kirks, the Candace Owens.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
All right, David, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks. Thank you.
Yep. Don't go far, people. We got a lot more coming up after the break. I mean, we're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stuff going on. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Again, seriously, tell a friend, tell a loved one, tell a non-loved one, tell a non-friend. I don't care who you tell. Get somebody else involved in listening to the show. Head up to the website, though, during the break, and give me your email address. If you don't want an email, we can text you. Just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Anyway, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up in the second hour.